listening to Swimming World Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rudemiller. And right now we have with us Tom Johnson, head coach for the Canadian swimming Olympic team going into Beijing. And we thought we'd talk a little bit with Tom about the fact that his country, among other countries, have elected to enforce the FINA rule, where if the new swimwear is not available to all the swimmers, then nobody can compete in that. But a side effect of that would be that Canada could enter into the Olympic Games with lower seeding in the heats, whereas the swimmers could have possibly swim faster here. And let's talk about how that affects. So thanks for joining us, Tom.
You're welcome. It's nice to be here. I think for us, we're in a stage of development in our program where we know that our challenge is going to be to swim the performances that we achieved here to get onto the team at the minimum, and definitely more likely better than what we swam to get onto the team when we get into the Olympic Games in Beijing. And irrespective of what lane we're in, what heat we're in, you know, or where we're ranked going into the meet, we need to move up in the rankings and we need to try to beat the person in the lane beside us. And so we're going to take that approach, and we've been using that approach. It's a fairly simple view, but to try to unclutter our kids' minds as they come into the meet and just get them focusing on putting their best foot forward and their best performance. And I think the fact of the matter is that we haven't had the benefit of these new suits, and once we do have that benefit, that you'll see some lift out of our performance levels that will, I think, can psychologically work in our favor when we get into Beijing.
So what you're saying is this may be a good thing.
And in some cases, you know, we've gone faster without the suit than some of the countries who had the suit, right, in certain events, in certain places. And so I think that definitely that's the card we're going to play, because that's the card we're dealt, right? And so you have to just be pragmatic enough and not get distracted by, you know, all the talk that goes on around, well, you know, if we had the suit and we could have done this and we could have done that and the what ifs, we're no good at that, right? And if we can clear the decks of all of that kind of thinking and move forward, then I think we're that much better, and we will be that much better when we compete.
You mentioned the psychological benefits of going into there and, you know, having good preliminary races, I'm assuming you're talking about. That's the lift that you're referring to?
I think so, from putting that suit on relative to the performances that we've had here. Because if you look across the world and see the lift in the general, across the board, lift in the performances of the countries that have had access to these suits, right, and when their athletes are prepared or even not prepared, and if you're looking at, you know, where is it, Columbus and Stanford this weekend, right? They're swimming pretty fast, and I have to think that a lot of them have those suits, right? And so, you know, and whether they do or they don't, you know, it's kind of like the games that we play all year with our athletes, where we'll say, you know, just think how fast you'd be when you shave, or how fast you're going to be when you put this suit on. And so that is where we have to come from, because that's where we've decided to and how we've decided to select our team, and we're going to live with that.
Well, just in summary then, you see this as a big advantage.
It can be, right? But I don't think that's what's going to be the determining factor. I think it's how well we can prepare and how, you know, quote-unquote, hard we can work, right, in this period between the end of these trials and the start of the games, and how well we come together as a team. Because I think, you know, we've always had, you know, and many teams around the world have had great promise, right? And it's how do you realize that promise, right? And our challenge will be to come together as a team and create an environment inside the context of the team that we can actually lift to the level that we want to be at.
Well, thanks for joining us, Tom. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.